Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey guys, hello, how's everyone? Thought I'd come up here and do a quick little recording. It's a bit late here, and let me get on here and just talk about, first introduce myself. I'm Nick Chancellor from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety, reclaim their lives through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching, guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we'll develop coping strategies, explore root causes, and make positive life changes. And say goodbye to anxiety. Hello, filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transforming journey together. In this episode of podcast, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety, I will be discussing, I'm no longer apologizing because I'm no longer a people pleaser. Now let's look into that a little bit deeper. So this particular podcast was originated or inspired by looking into a lot of support groups, a lot of Facebook groups, communities, and this one just kind of struck out. And there was a big wow factor, and I thought, no, I've got to capture this one because it needs to be shared. Now, the idea is I'm no longer apologizing because I'm no longer a people pleaser. Now, this will apply to people who are real pleasers, and if we're looking at anxiety. Looking at anxiety, it's like saying, I need to be connected with everyone. I feel alone and I need to be connected, so I'll do anything that'll I'll be a pleaser because I just cannot be alone. I do not know how to be alone, so I understand that as challenged by anxiety, because we do not want to be alone, but at the same time, some of us might have some social phobia, which is an anxiety type. So when we're looking, I am no longer apologizing. This statement, cause I'm no longer a people pleaser. Let's look at some of the things that the areas that we will not apologize for anymore. Expressing our feelings. Sometimes we hold back, we're anxious, avoiding, we're not expressing what we need to say. Establishing and enforcing personal boundaries. Why don't we really, really create strong boundaries? What is it that's stopping us from creating boundaries? Another one, declining activities or tasks they are not interested in. So I will decline all activities or tasks that I'm not interested in anymore. I'll not apologize for that. I will, showing emotions or crying, I will not apologize for that. No way. If I want to share my emotions, I will. I will not hold back. Choosing not to answer the phone when they are unable or unwilling to. If I don't feel like, I'm not apologizing for that to anyone. I'm not going to try and please people by picking up the phone call all the time, because that's just the wrong. And unable or willing to. I don't need to. Another one is, I'm not going to be apologetic for anyone. And like taking breaks when I need it. If I need to have a break, I'll take a break. Because that's what my body calls for. I'm not going to be pushing myself and I'm going to honor myself, respect myself, When I need to take the break, I will, and I'm not apologize to anyone about that. Asking for clarification when I do not understand something. I don't need to ask anyone. I'm always, you know, looking for answers. I don't need to know. I don't need to look for clarifications or have the impulse, you know, when I don't understand something. I'm not going to be responsible for other people's behavior. If they want to act like that, that's them. Everybody's independent. Everyone, and if someone is like that, I'm not going to apologize, because if they want to go into their victimhood, then that's them. And growing and improving as a person, I'm not going to apologize for that. I need to grow. We need to grow. Do not apologize for wanting to improve as a person. If you need to learn something, and you know, that's it. Another one is disagreeing with others. If I want to disagree with someone, I'm entitled to. I'm not going to apologize for that. And I'll prioritize my own well-being. Prioritize our own well-being. So if I need to, something doesn't fit with me, and intuitively that doesn't go, I'm not going to be pushing myself towards something. That's just costing me energy. I'll refuse to settle for less than I deserve. I'm not going to apologize for that. If I feel like, heck, that's not right, I don't need to do this. Letting go of things when necessary. I will let go of things when necessary. I'm not going to keep haggling with it. I'm not going to keep wrestling with this idea or any type of self-impulsive things, and just let them go. I'm going to, no apologizing for that. If it feels no good, I'm letting it go. And healing at your own pace. And healing at my own pace. If I need to take time out, I will. I don't need to have excuses. I don't need to apologize to anyone about that. I've decided to prioritize my own needs and well-being and stop apologizing for these aspects of life. And it comes back from, you know, as past anxiety stuff. It comes from anxious avoidance, totally. Always avoiding stuff. Not taking up the conflict. Okay, sometimes you need to. Is it really worth it? You know, some of these points here. Yeah. If I want to disagree, I will. Anyway, so I just want to welcome you all to this podcast, 119. Where I explore power of being unapologetic and breaking free from people-pleasing. All those things that you met. Yep, I'm your host, Nick Chancer. And today we're going to dive deep into the challenge of people-pleasing and importance of embracing authenticity. We're not authentic if we're so apologetic. So let's just jump right in this. And it's the whole topic is called The Liberating Journey of Being Unapologetic. I don't need to be unapologetic. Now, have you ever found yourself constantly apologizing for things that are not your fault? That could be a habit. Do you feel overwhelmed by the pressures to please others, often neglecting your own needs and desires? Like, if so, you're not alone. There's a lot of us like this. Today, we're going to explore the detrimental effects of people-pleasing and share stories of individuals who have successfully embraced their authentic selves. People-pleasing can be a significant obstacle on the path of personal growth and self-fulfillment. Yeah, we lose a lot of energy, and it's a behavioral driven by the fear of judgment and rejection. Especially if we have some anxiety traits about us, so which often leads to anxiety and a lack of self-confidence. But it doesn't have to be this way at all. If we just have to understand the root causes of people's pleasing, why are we doing that? We can actually break free from its actual grip and live unapologetically. why do you think we have to become a people pleaser? What is that coming from? Can you recall the time back on your timeline where you began pleasing people? Was it for love, validation? Who knows? But that's everyone else's separate journey to find that out. That could be a root cause. What is the root cause of that? When did it start? The real problem, the consequence of people pleasing. Let's talk about some of the common problems associated with people pleasing. One real issue is that constant neglect of your own needs. When we prioritize the desires of others over our own, we risk losing touch with our authentic selves. And another problem is the exhaustion that comes with trying to beat everyone's expectation. There's just so much energy taken away from us. We end up spreading ourselves too thin, often at the expense of our mental and physical well-being. If it doesn't fit, don't do it. Simple as that. There's no need to apologize. So let's all grow some, you know, let's get powerful here on this. Now here's a let's look at some people pleasing, and let's just share a couple of stories from our listeners, like even for people from past experience. So yeah, with me, I think it comes down to being a people pleaser. It stems from self-image. I think there's also a lot of traits of anxiety. So that's my story there. But there's a little bit more than that in there. So let's look at another story. I remember Sarah, who spent years apologizing for taking time for herself. I remember she said she believed that self-care was selfish, and that she had to constantly be available for others. It wasn't until she hit rock bottom, physically, emotionally, and she realized the importance of setting boundaries and really prioritizing her own well-being. And then I remember there's Mark. Mark was a chronic people pleaser, always saying yes to every request, even if it meant sacrificing his own dreams and aspirations. It wasn't until he started therapy that he realized that how his people pleasing behavior was holding back from living a truly fulfilling life. Yeah, there was a big moment for Mark when he realized that he didn't have to please, and then all of a sudden he got this clarity about him, and all these interesting things just unfolded for him. And all that time, all he had to do was just snap the idea of the self-limiting self-beliefs that he, you know, were holding him back as a pattern. And he truly lived a beautiful life from there on. So how do we break free from people pleasing and embrace authenticity? Well, it could start with self-reflection. Let's go with that. No, we need to understand why we feel the need to please others and challenge the benefits the beliefs that fuel this behavior. So it's also important to set healthy boundaries and learn to say no when necessary. By prioritizing our own needs and desires, we create space for personal growth and self-fulfillment. Not long ago, we had the privilege of working with clients who have successfully overcome people-pleasing and embraced their authentic selves. I remember client Lisa came to me feeling like trapped in a cycle of constant apologies through therapy and self-reflection. She'd learned to value her own needs and not put other people's needs in front of herself. and asserted, the key word is asserted herself without any guilt or shame or feeling all those lower energies. And we look back now today, she's living a more empowered and unapologetic life. Strong, she's become much stronger with that yes. And also, I remember John struggled with the fear of judgment and rejection. He always felt the need to please others, even if it meant like sacrificing his own happiness. Now, through some coaching and support, John gained the confidence to prioritize his own needs and pursue his passions. He's now thriving in a career that loves and has developed a healthier relationships. And again, another success story. And yeah, a different person now, John. Well, folks, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed some of the stories. And how can you get in touch with us? Please get in touch with you if this resonates with you and the stories and tips we shared today, and you want to also break free from people pleasing. I'm here to support you. You can reach out to us, to me, through our Facebook pages, like From Anxiety to Tranquility, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Get in connection with us. I'll leave some links for us in the description boxes underneath the description of this podcast. We do offer coaching and therapy service tailored to help you embrace your authenticity and live unapologetically. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to reach out. And if you're ready to make a change. Now, before we wrap up this session, and we want to encourage all of our listeners and subscribers to our podcast. We have many, many more episodes coming up that will empower you to live a more authentic, unapologetic life with less anxiety. And if you're ready to take the next step and work with us directly, give us a call and schedule an appointment with me, and I will leave my calendar details and email addresses or even a Facebook community. We care, so community who are all interested in anxiety. So, folks, this is Nick here from Holistic Health. Long day, you probably noticed my voice. It's Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. Yes, it's been a long day, and I definitely need to put this one through. I was very excited about sharing this wonderful, wonderful podcast with you. Hope that, never be apologetic. That's it there. Because we're all beautiful. We're on the journey. So once again, if you feel like you'd like more information or even a one-on-one consultation with myself, I do offer a free 30-minute consultation. I'll leave my calendar and also leave my address again. So if you feel you have the need and you are ready to change some things about your life, and you want to learn to how to eliminate the any anxiety and any causes that cause anxiety in your life, please get in touch with us. So goodbye from me, and namaste, my friends.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.